1077 Pulse FM, 90s 2K, and today it's Pulse Mornings, Neil and Leah.
Hello.
The 90s throwback today. What's our question today,
Leah? Oh, yes, that is right. So today I asked you that was yesterday's. Let me make sure. Here we go. What was your go-to cologne or perfume as a teenager?
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't wear perfume.
No.
Is there really a difference between perfume and cologne?
Yes, of course. One smells like man and the other smells female.
So the men's scents tend to be a little stronger then? Is that what the case would be? I guess.
The men's scents are like muskier and like manly smelling. Girls are like, you know, flowers and pretty smells.
I'm trying to think.
Am I trying to teach you something here?
Yeah, no, I've got some cologne that I only wear occasionally. I don't really like smelling like stuff. Does that make sense?
You don't like cologne?
No, not really. Not a big fan.
Oh, I notice. So,
I'm a big fan.
Like,
what you notice? What do I smell?
No, no. But I'll tell you, when there's that right scent that a man or a woman finds, and then like you get compliments on it all the time. Like people I don't know. I find it makes you more attractive.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, I'll wear some tomorrow for you,
please.
Leah. How about
no?
What am I wearing? What do I have at home?
Yeah. What do you wear now?
I don't even know.
I will tell you what I love on men. Acqua di Gio is like, oh, I have the female version that I wear, and I love it. And the man one, Acqua di Gio.
Okay, that just sounds expensive.
It is. Yeah, it's not cheap, but it's so
average cologne is about $100 a bottle.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
What's women's perfume?
About the same.
About
it can
bucks.
Go up higher, too. It depends on what you're getting.
Yeah,
right?
Same with men's stuff.
$120,
no, I don't have the $100 cologne. I've got the $50 cologne.
Dracar Noir.
No, that's what I used to wear. That's the answer I was going to give you. When I was growing up, it was if I wore any cologne, it was Dracar Noir.
Yeah.
And then it got too expensive, so I'd steal my dad's Old Spice.
Oh, Old Spice.
Old Spice.
Young
nothing
guy.
Nothing like smelling
not
like your grandfather.
That's not the smell that you want to give to the ladies.
No, you smell like your grandfather. That's the running joke. Like, Old Spice now is cool. They had that really successful campaign.
Well, they had that guy. Yeah, that guy that was really cool.
Yeah, on the horse and stuff like that. And it's a really well-done commercial. Yeah. So Old Spice, all of a sudden, with the younger generation, is popular again.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, only your grandparents wore Old Spice.
Does it smell the same?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'll have to smell
I'm not sure. I don't have Old Spice. But Dracar Noir was sort of
that
like
was the
Axe
one
body
in the
spray
90s, right?
Of the 90s. Yeah, that's basically what it
they
was.
They still sell it, by
they
the
still
way.
Sell it. As a matter of fact, I showed you a picture yesterday.
Yeah.
Drake has a tattoo
like,
of Dracar Noir on his
shoulder. Why would he get that? He must have been paid to advertise that when
fake.
He was coming up.
Or it's fake.
Fake.
I don't know.
Because who would do that? So mine was what a lot of girls were spritzing or dousing themselves with in the 90s. Exclamation.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Stuff. If I show you the picture, you might remember it.
Okay. See the bottle. If I saw the bottle,
yes.
I didn't know it.
So it's like an exclamation mark and it's white and round. That's the one that like every girl smelled like everybody wore it in my high school.
It was just really popular.
It was very popular.
Okay, was there something that made it popular?
I don't know.
Was
it was just
on
the
TV
end thing.
Or something or a celebrity?
Know. Like, no. I mean, back then, celebrity endorsements weren't big, really.
No, not really.
But I think somebody had it, liked it, and then all the girls, it was the new thing to wear. I mean, it was always in the magazines, too, mm-hmm. right? So. Mm-hmm. So, exclamation.
Okay.
But we have some answers on Facebook at Pulse1077. You can let us know. Denise said, I liked Colors by Benetton, which was a big one too as well. My dad was really allergic to it, she said. I had to put it on outside and be out of the house to wear it. I also like Navy by CoverGirl, trying on different perfume oils at the Body Shop. Yeah, that was Body Shop was big too back then.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil Evans, our good buddy Phil Evans,
Phil.
Loves Baby Soft.
I thought he was going to say Preparation H. Wouldn't surprise me. You can get a.
Oh, we have some more comments here. Look at that. Oh, lots. Exclamation, Christine. Musk for men, says John.
Oh, that stuff's horrible. Oh,
Shannon said
smell
exclamation
like
as well. Brian said, depending on what year it was, Dracar, Obsession, and Eternity were big.
Yeah, it's Obsession and Eternity.
Acqua di Gio, oh, good boy. And Escape. I liked Escape as a girl to the girl one. Surrey, that's Surrey Mom.
Ah, Jen Robbins.
She said, Sunflowers by Elizabeth Arden, which I could not stand.
Oh, okay.
And exclamation or Eternity
well,
by Calvin Klein.
There goes Jen never coming in to see us again.
I doubt she's wearing that.
Okay.
Carrie says Body Shop Peach Oil Perfume.
Nobody said Bengay?
No.
No.
Or your
good.
Preparation H,
okay.
Mel Neal.